Well, we're the same people. We just happen to speak different languages. We just happen to be in different parts of the planet Earth, but we're the same people. Our ancestors survived the Atlantic Ocean. Months on those boats. You know, some committed suicide. But to those who arrived, you know, and had to go through that whole scene of slavery, they survived. Well, the same thing happened with the Ganawa people in Morocco. So, you know, we're like brothers and sisters. But the difference is this. The traditional music of Africa describes Africa itself. And African music is as old as Africa. And Africa is the oldest civilization. So they are totally in tune with Mother Nature. You see, so with their music, they are the origin of what we do. For example, when the Ganawa master plays his instrument, it's only five notes, you see. But they can take one sound, one note, and get what we call the intensity factor, get inside that note, you see. Same thing happens in the black church. Same thing happens when you have a really meaningful, when Louis Armstrong picks up his trumpet. He only had to hit one note. When Coleman Hawkins hits his saxophone, he only has to hit one note, you see. So that's the origin of what we do. So Africa, for me, is the center of spirituality on the planet Earth. And no matter where you go on the continent, the music swings because the music describes the continent itself. Because for me, the continent was swinging before man ever arrived. Because early man had to listen to the sounds of the wind, of the forest, the sounds of the animals, the insects, to create music. The original musical instruments were made from the trees, from the skin of a goat or a sheep or a fish, you see. So they were totally in tune with nature. So that's the origin of us, you see. So we come from that. So whenever we play with Ganawa people, all of us, they take us to school. But they take us to the spiritual school.